The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-ZARKET.
It reminds me of 2008.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
All the rides at a Tennessee County Fair have been shut down after an accident with the Ferris wheel led to three young ladies being seriously wounded. Police officials say one is still hospitalized.
Last word we had, her condition was serious.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual. Annoying. Unless you have deductions. Lots. Yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin says Bill Nye the Science Guy is no scientist. The former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate goes after Nye after the Washington, D.C. showing last night of that new documentary that questions people's role in climate change. She said Nye and others who say science supports the concept that humans are contributing to climate change are fueling alarmism. And the complete 2016 NFL schedule is out. The season kicking off with the Super Bowl 50 rematch between the Broncos and Carolina Panthers.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations. It's been a while, so I couldn't help them. Now, if you're already on social media, you've got half the battle. You've won half the battle. Next, you need to share testimonials on social media. You don't have to sacrifice a link to a landing page either. Put the testimonial in the caption space or create an eye-catching image that displays the testimonial. Another fun idea is to pose a question to your customers. We want to know why you love your, and then list your service or product or your company name. So sound off in the comments section. Consider pairing this with a prize to get even more responses. This encourages engagement and gives you even more testimonials to work with in the future. You also have to create easy-to-digest information. To say that women are busy is an understatement. Now, whether they're running from work to soccer practice, living solo, or working a full-time job, or trying to build their passion into a business, in part to help to relieve this time crunch, 78% of women in the United States use the internet to find product information before buying. Combine these two things and you have an important female need, information that's easy to digest quickly while still being informative. Luckily, this is an easy thing to do, and testing its effectiveness is relatively simple. On your landing pages, for example, take long blocks of content about your products or services and turn them into quick bullet points with images and brief testimonials with photos of your customers. Graphics make it even easier to convey your point without a lot of lengthy text. You also want to start a referral program. Testimonials get female customers in the door, and a referral program gives them incentive to get their friends in that same door, too. A survey of 6,000 women found that 92% pass along deals to friends, making this a great opportunity for your business. The idea is simple. Reward your loyal female customers for spreading the word to friends, which keeps them coming back and also incentivizes them to do it more often. A referral program can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you have an online store, it's as easy as giving your brand ambassadors a code to share with friends. Each month, they get a discount or a reward based on the number of people they referred who ended up making a purchase. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you can invest money in creating loyalty cards that you give to your female customers. They simply give the card to the cashier when making their purchase, and you can track its effectiveness that way. So a couple of neat ideas there on how to attract more female customers into your business. And as they are responsible for about 72% of the purchasing going on, it's a good idea to make sure that you are attracting them. All right, let's recap. Tonight, Thursday Night Lights here in Flemington, so you want to make sure that you stop by Flemington for some great bands. I believe there's going to be some activity over at the Filling Station as well. Friday and Saturday, the Filling Station will be open. $5 beer, $5 wine. There will be live music entertainment, so you want to make sure that you come to Flemington's hotspot known as the Filling Station. If you're looking for some free family fun, the Somerset County 4-H Fair is currently going on down on Milltown Road in Bridgewater, so make sure you stop by there and let the kids see the horses, the cows, the goats. And if you get a chance, stop by the go-karts and watch my old friends at the go-kart tent as the kids get ready to do some of their racing there. In sports, in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Cheez-It 355 at Watkins Glen last weekend. This week, the teams have the weekend off, which means what the hell am I going to do on Sunday? In other racing news, driver Brian Clausen has died of injuries he sustained in a wreck during a midget race last week. Clausen had started three Indy 500s, including this year's, and was a four-time USAC champion. On a sad note, longtime ESPN analyst John Saunders died yesterday at the age of 61. He was with the network for 30 years. In Major League Baseball, the regular season is underway, and the Orioles, Indians, and Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Giants lead their divisions in the National League. Also in Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez has announced his retirement from baseball effective after this Friday's game, and Prince Fielder of the Texas Rangers has announced he will have to retire from Major League Baseball after undergoing his second cervical spinal fusion surgery. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. Connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-ZIP-MARKET.
It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
All the rides at a Tennessee County Fair have been shut down after an accident with the Ferris wheel led to three young ladies being seriously wounded. Police officials say one is still hospitalized.
Last word we had, her condition was serious.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual, you know, and unless you have deductions, lots, yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin says Bill Nye the Science Guy is no scientist. The former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate goes after Nye after the Washington, D.C. showing last night of that new documentary that questions people's role in climate change. She said Nye and others who say science supports the concept that humans are contributing to climate change are fueling alarmism. And the complete 2016 NFL schedule is out. The season kicking off with the Super Bowl 50 rematch between the Broncos and Carolina Panthers.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2000 study 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations. It's been a while, so I couldn't help them. Now, if you're already on social media, you've got half the battle. You've won half the battle. Next, you need to share testimonials on social media. You don't have to sacrifice a link to a landing page either. Put the testimonial in the caption space or create an eye-catching image that displays the testimonial. Another fun idea is to pose a question to your customers. We want to know why you love your, and then list your service or product or your company name. So sound off in the comments section. Consider pairing this with a prize to get even more responses. This encourages engagement and gives you even more testimonials to work with in the future. You also have to create easy-to-digest information. To say that women are busy is an understatement. Now, whether they're running from work to soccer practice, living solo, or working a full-time job, or trying to build their passion into a business, in part to help to relieve this time crunch, 78% of women in the United States use the internet to find product information before buying. Combine these two things and you have an important female need, information that's easy to digest quickly while still being informative. Luckily, this is an easy thing to do, and testing its effectiveness is relatively simple. On your landing pages, for example, take long blocks of content about your products or services and turn them into quick bullet points with images and brief testimonials with photos of your customers. Graphics make it even easier to convey your point without a lot of lengthy text. You also want to start a referral program. Testimonials get female customers in the door, and a referral program gives them incentive to get their friends in that same door, too. A survey of 6,000 women found that 92% pass along deals to friends, making this a great opportunity for your business. The idea is simple. Reward your loyal female customers for spreading the word to friends, which keeps them coming back and also incentivizes them to do it more often. A referral program can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you have an online store, it's as easy as giving your brand ambassadors a code to share with friends. Each month, they get a discount or a reward based on the number of people they referred who ended up making a purchase. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you can invest money in creating loyalty cards that you give to your female customers. They simply give the card to the cashier when making their purchase, and you can track its effectiveness that way. So a couple of neat ideas there on how to attract more female customers into your business. And as they are responsible for about 72% of the purchasing going on, it's a good idea to make sure that you are attracting them. All right, let's recap. Tonight, Thursday Night Lights here in Flemington, so you want to make sure that you stop by Flemington for some great bands. I believe there's going to be some activity over at the filling station as well. Friday and Saturday, the filling station will be open. $5 beer, $5 wine. There will be live music entertainment, so you want to make sure that you come to Flemington's hotspot known as the filling station. If you're looking for some free family fun, the Somerset County 4-H Fair is currently going on down on Milltown Road in Bridgewater, so make sure you stop by there and let the kids see the horses, the cows, the goats. And if you get a chance, stop by the go-karts and watch my old friends at the go-kart tent as the kids get ready to do some of their racing there. In sports, in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Cheez at 355 at Watkins Glen last weekend. This week, the teams have the weekend off, which means what the hell am I going to do on Sunday? In other racing news, driver Brian Clausen has died of injuries he sustained in a wreck during a midget race last week. Clausen had started 3 Indy 500s, including this year's, and was a 4-time USAC champion. On a sad note, longtime ESPN analyst John Saunders died yesterday at the age of 61. He was with the network for 30 years. In Major League Baseball, the regular season is underway, and the Orioles, Indians, and Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Giants lead their divisions in the National League. Also in Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez has announced his retirement from baseball effective after this Friday's game, and Prince Fielder of the Texas Rangers has announced he will have to retire from Major League Baseball after undergoing his second cervical spinal fusion surgery. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I'll be taking- Connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGanoe83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganoe. I am Jim Ganoe, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-ZIP-MARKET.
It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
All the rides at a Tennessee County Fair have been shut down after an accident with the Ferris wheel led to three young ladies being seriously wounded. Police officials say one is still hospitalized.
Last word we had, her condition was serious.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual, you know, and unless you have deductions, lots, yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin says Bill Nye the Science Guy is no scientist. The former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate goes after Nye after the Washington, D.C. showing last night of that new documentary that questions people's role in climate change. She said Nye and others who say science supports the concept that humans are contributing to climate change are fueling alarmism. And the complete 2016 NFL schedule is out. The season kicking off with the Super Bowl 50 rematch between the Broncos and Carolina Panthers.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations. It's been a while, so I couldn't help them. Now, if you're already on social media, you've got half the battle. You've won half the battle. Next, you need to share testimonials on social media. You don't have to sacrifice a link to a landing page either. Put the testimonial in the caption space or create an eye-catching image that displays the testimonial. Another fun idea is to pose a question to your customers. We want to know why you love your, and then list your service or product or your company name. So sound off in the comments section. Consider pairing this with a prize to get even more responses. This encourages engagement and gives you even more testimonials to work with in the future. You also have to create easy-to-digest information. To say that women are busy is an understatement. Now, whether they're running from work to soccer practice, living solo, or working a full-time job, or trying to build their passion into a business, in part to help to relieve this time crunch, 78% of women in the United States use the internet to find product information before buying. Combine these two things and you have an important female need. Information that's easy to digest quickly while still being informative. Luckily, this is an easy thing to do, and testing its effectiveness is relatively simple. On your landing pages, for example, take long blocks of content about your products or services and turn them into quick bullet points with images and brief testimonials with photos of your customers. Graphics make it even easier to convey your point without a lot of lengthy text. You also want to start a referral program. Testimonials get female customers in the door, and a referral program gives them incentive to get their friends in that same door, too. A survey of 6,000 women found that 92% pass along deals to friends, making this a great opportunity for your business. The idea is simple. Reward your loyal female customers for spreading the word to friends, which keeps them coming back and also incentivizes them to do it more often. A referral program can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you have an online store, it's as easy as giving your brand ambassadors a code to share with friends. Each month, they get a discount or a reward based on the number of people they referred who ended up making a purchase. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you can invest money in creating loyalty cards that you give to your female customers. They simply give the card to the cashier when making their purchase, and you can track its effectiveness that way. So, a couple of neat ideas there on how to attract more female customers into your business. And as they are responsible for about 72% of the purchasing going on, it's a good idea to make sure that you are attracting them. All right, let's recap. Tonight, Thursday Night Lights here in Flemington, so you want to make sure that you stop by Flemington for some great bands. I believe there's going to be some activity over at the Filling Station as well. Friday and Saturday, the Filling Station will be open. $5 beer, $5 wine. There will be live music entertainment, so you want to make sure that you come to Flemington's hotspot known as the Filling Station. If you're looking for some free family fun, the Somerset County 4-H Fair is currently going on down on Milltown Road in Bridgewater, so make sure you stop by there and let the kids see the horses, the cows, the goats. And if you get a chance, stop by the go-karts and watch my old friends at the go-kart tent as the kids get ready to do some of their racing there. In sports, in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Cheez at 355 at Watkins Glen last weekend. This week, the teams have the weekend off, which means what the hell am I going to do on Sunday? In other racing news, driver Brian Clausen has died of injuries he sustained in a wreck during a midget race last week. Clausen had started 3 Indy 500s, including this year's, and was a 4-time USAC champion. On a sad note, longtime ESPN analyst John Saunders died yesterday at the age of 61. He was with the network for 30 years. In Major League Baseball, the regular season is underway, and the Orioles, Indians, and Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Giants lead their divisions in the National League. Also in Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez has announced his retirement from baseball effective after this Friday's game, and Prince Fielder of the Texas Rangers has announced he will have to retire from Major League Baseball after undergoing his second cervical spinal fusion surgery. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. Connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-Market. It reminds me of 2008.
I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
All the rides at a Tennessee County Fair have been shut down after an accident with the Ferris wheel led to three young ladies being seriously wounded. Police officials say one is still hospitalized.
Last word we had, her condition was serious.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual, annoying, unless you have deductions, lots, yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin says Bill Nye the Science Guy is no scientist. The former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate goes after Nye after the Washington, D.C. showing last night of that new documentary that questions people's role in climate change. She said Nye and others who say science supports the concept that humans are contributing to climate change are fueling alarmism. And the complete 2016 NFL schedule is out, the season kicking off with the Super Bowl 50 rematch between the Broncos and Carolina Panthers in Denver on Thursday, September 8th. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Then you had $400 million in cash being shipped to Iran. How about that one? But no, that had nothing to do. Now, what's going on is crazy.
Donald Trump attacking President Obama over sending money to Iran at the same time 4 American hostages were released, implying in his speech that it was a hostage-for-cash deal despite the denials of the White House. Trump's running mate Mike Pence said on the campaign trail that ISIS was created in part because of actions by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
The media is talking today about another controversy over semantics. But let's be very clear. It was Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton who helped undo all the hard-fought gains in Operation Iraqi Freedom that our soldiers won.
The state of Ohio says they're going to appeal a federal judge's order blocking a state law that would divert money away from Planned Parenthood. USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations. It's been a while, so I couldn't help them. Now, if you're already on social media, you've got half the battle. You've won half the battle. Next, you need to share testimonials on social media. You don't have to sacrifice a link to a landing page either. Put the testimonial in the caption space or create an eye-catching image that displays the testimonial. Another fun idea is to pose a question to your customers. We want to know why you love your, and then list your service or product or your company name. So sound off in the comments section. Consider pairing this with a prize to get even more responses. This encourages engagement and gives you even more testimonials to work with in the future. You also have to create easy-to-digest information. To say that women are busy is an understatement. Now, whether they're running from work to soccer practice, living solo, or working a full-time job, or trying to build their passion into a business, in part to help to relieve this time crunch, 78% of women in the United States use the internet to find product information before buying. Combine these two things and you have an important female need. Information that's easy to digest quickly while still being informative. Luckily, this is an easy thing to do, and testing its effectiveness is relatively simple. On your landing pages, for example, take long blocks of content about your products or services and turn them into quick bullet points with images and brief testimonials with photos of your customers. Graphics make it even easier to convey your point without a lot of lengthy text. You also want to start a referral program. Testimonials get female customers in the door, and a referral program gives them incentive to get their friends in that same door, too. A survey of 6,000 women found that 92% pass along deals to friends, making this a great opportunity for your business. The idea is simple. Reward your loyal female customers for spreading the word to friends, which keeps them coming back and also incentivizes them to do it more often. A referral program can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you have an online store, it's as easy as giving your brand ambassadors a code to share with friends. Each month, they get a discount or a reward based on the number of people they referred who ended up making a purchase. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you can invest money in creating loyalty cards that you give to your female customers. They simply give the card to the cashier when making their purchase, and you can track its effectiveness that way. So, a couple of neat ideas there on how to attract more female customers into your business. And as they are responsible for about 72% of the purchasing going on, it's a good idea to make sure that you are attracting them. All right, let's recap. Tonight, Thursday Night Lights here in Flemington, so you want to make sure that you stop by Flemington for some great bands. I believe there's going to be some activity over at the Filling Station as well. Friday and Saturday, the Filling Station will be open. $5 beer, $5 wine. There will be live music entertainment, so you want to make sure that you come to Flemington's hotspot known as the Filling Station. If you're looking for some free family fun, the Somerset County 4-H Fair is currently going on down on Milltown Road in Bridgewater, so make sure you stop by there and let the kids see the horses, the cows, the goats, and if you get a chance, stop by the go-karts and watch my old friends at the go-kart tent as the kids get ready to do some of their racing there. In sports, in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Cheez at 355 at Watkins Glen last weekend. This week, the teams have the weekend off, which means what the hell am I going to do on Sunday? In other racing news, driver Brian Clausen has died of injuries he sustained in a wreck during a midget race last week. Clausen had started 3 Indy 500s, including this year's, and was a 4-time USAC champion. On a sad note, longtime ESPN analyst John Saunders died yesterday at the age of 61. He was with the network for 30 years. In Major League Baseball, the regular season is underway, and the Orioles, Indians, and Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Giants lead their divisions in the National League. Also in Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez has announced his retirement from baseball effective after this Friday's game, and Prince Fielder of the Texas Rangers has announced he will have to retire from Major League Baseball after undergoing his second cervical spinal fusion surgery. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Workout. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0... Market, it reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
All the rides at a Tennessee County Fair have been shut down after an accident with a Ferris wheel led to three young ladies being seriously wounded. Police officials say one is still hospitalized.
Last word we had, her condition was serious.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual. Annoying. Plus you have deductions. Lots. Yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin says Bill Nye the Science Guy is no scientist. The former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate goes after Nye after the Washington, D.C. showing last night of that new documentary that questions people's role in climate change. She said Nye and others who say science supports the concept that humans are contributing to climate change are fueling alarmism. And the complete 2016 NFL schedule is out, the season kicking off with the Super Bowl 50 rematch between the Broncos and Carolina Panthers in Denver on Thursday, September 8th. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The White House says the actions of Russian warplanes against the U.S. Navy destroyer this week violated an agreement signed back in 1972. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
It's the bilateral agreement on the prevention of incidents on and over the high seas.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Ships engaged in launching or landing aircraft shall not permit simulated attacks by the simulated use of weapons against aircraft and ships.
A few days ago, Russian bombers conducted simulated attack passes near the USS Donald Cook in the Baltic Sea.
The United States has raised our concerns with the Russians.
A Russian military spokesman denying that the actions by those warplanes should have been seen as anything provocative. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nearly 5 years after the earthquake that rattled its foundation, the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., entering phase two of its restoration work, USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
We are introducing some new technology to try and help these pieces perform better in an earthquake.
Cathedral Director of Preservation and Facilities Jim Shepherd says it will include removing the broken pinnacles at top of one of the cathedral's towers and then installing new ones. Officials estimate it will take at least another 10 years and $22 million in order to finish the repairs.
The California taxi service for kids being pushed to the curb by a tight money environment. San Francisco Bay Area ride hailing company Shuttle is shutting down today. This is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njfin.com. That's njfin.com.
We're women. If this seems to be effective, start building brand loyalty by setting up an automation flow that sends another coupon to anyone who used the first one. You also want to take advantage of testimonials. A 2010 study from NPD found that 1 in 4 social media moms purchase kids' products based on recommendations. If you've been on social media recently, you've probably seen more than one mom asking other moms for advice about a product or service that she needs to purchase. I just saw a status update yesterday from someone asking for crib recommendations. It's been a while, so I couldn't help them. Now, if you're already on social media, you've got half the battle. You've won half the battle. Next, you need to share testimonials on social media. You don't have to sacrifice a link to a landing page either. Put the testimonial in the caption space or create an eye-catching image that displays the testimonial. Another fun idea is to pose a question to your customers. We want to know why you love your, and then list your service or product or your company name. So sound off in the comments section. Consider pairing this with a prize to get even more responses. This encourages engagement and gives you even more testimonials to work with in the future. You also have to create easy-to-digest information. To say that women are busy is an understatement. Now, whether they're running from work to soccer practice, living solo, or working a full-time job, or trying to build their passion into a business, in part to help to relieve this time crunch, 78% of women in the United States use the internet to find product information before buying. Combine these two things and you have an important female need, information that's easy to digest quickly while still being informative. Luckily, this is an easy thing to do, and testing its effectiveness is relatively simple. On your landing pages, for example, take long blocks of content about your products or services and turn them into quick bullet points with images and brief testimonials with photos of your customers. Graphics make it even easier to convey your point without a lot of lengthy text. You also want to start a referral program. Testimonials get female customers in the door, and a referral program gives them incentive to get their friends in that same door, too. A survey of 6,000 women found that 92% pass along deals to friends, making this a great opportunity for your business. The idea is simple. Reward your loyal female customers for spreading the word to friends, which keeps them coming back and also incentivizes them to do it more often. A referral program can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you have an online store, it's as easy as giving your brand ambassadors a code to share with friends. Each month, they get a discount or a reward based on the number of people they referred who ended up making a purchase. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you can invest money in creating loyalty cards that you give to your female customers. They simply give the card to the cashier when making their purchase, and you can track its effectiveness that way. So a couple of neat ideas there on how to attract more female customers into your business. And as they are responsible for about 72% of the purchasing going on, it's a good idea to make sure that you are attracting them. All right, let's recap. Tonight, Thursday Night Lights here in Flemington, so you want to make sure that you stop by Flemington for some great bands. I believe there's going to be some activity over at the Filling Station as well. Friday and Saturday, the Filling Station will be open. $5 beer, $5 wine. There will be live music entertainment, so you want to make sure that you come to Flemington's hotspot known as the Filling Station. If you're looking for some free family fun, the Somerset County 4-H Fair is currently going on down on Milltown Road in Bridgewater, so make sure you stop by there and let the kids see the horses, the cows, the goats. And if you get a chance, stop by the go-karts and watch my old friends at the go-kart tent as the kids get ready to do some of their racing there. In sports, in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Cheez at 355 at Watkins Glen last weekend. This week, the teams have the weekend off, which means what the hell am I going to do on Sunday? In other racing news, driver Brian Clausen.